Lockerbie bomber found in a coma. Irene is still a threat and a suicide attack at a Baghdad mosque. It's Monday the 29th of August. Lockerbie bomber Abdel Basset al-Megrahi is in a coma at his Tripoli home in Libya, is being reported. The CNN newsgroup said Megrahi appeared to be at death's door in the care of his family. He's technically on licence, but his whereabouts were thought to be unknown. Megrahi was freed from a Scottish prison on 2009 on health grounds. There have been calls for him to be returned to jail in the UK or tried in the US, but Libyan rebel leaders have said they do not too intend to allow his extradition. Abdel Basset al-Megrahi had been jailed in 2001 for the bombing of a US plane over Lockerbie with a loss of 270 lives, before he was diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer and freed. And US President Barack Obama has warned that flooding and power cuts are still a risk as Tropical Storm Irene moves away north towards Canada. The storm downgraded from a hurricane past New York on Sunday, but Mr. Obama said the danger was not yet over as swollen rivers could burst their banks. More than 300,000 people evacuated from low-lying areas in New York City are being allowed back home. The storm has killed at least 21 people and caused extensive damage. And a suicide bomber has killed at least 28 people and wounded at least 30 more after blowing himself up inside a Sunni mosque in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. The attack took place during prayers in the al-Quwara Mosque in West Baghdad. Officials said parliamentarian Khalid al-Fadawi was among the dead in the strike, the Associated Press reported. The attack comes towards the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The mosque is in the main headquarters of the Sunni Endowment, which is responsible for maintaining Sunni Muslim religious sites across Baghdad. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for Sunday's bombing, and there's been a recent flurry of violence across Iraq, although it is much reduced since a peak in 2006 and 2007. On Friday, at least 13 people were killed in a series of attacks across the country in Basra, Fallujah and Baghdad. I'll be back again tomorrow morning with more of your top stories. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter, it's @AndyMalarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.